Welcome to the Dictionary of Now. Welcome to the Haus der Kultur in der Welt in the Pierre Boulez Hall. It's not always helpful to be in the center. Pictures want to be kissed, and of course, we want to kiss them back. Thomas Mitchell writes in his seminal book, What Do Pictures Want? From 2005. For him, an image is by no means just a two-dimensional rectangular plane, but images have a life, and we encounter the world mediated by images. With our Dictionary of Now series, we aim to look at seemingly universal concepts and situate them in very specific contexts in order to show that there cannot be an abstract philosophical definition of a term which is not grounded in media-specific and historically bound manifestations. Other terms we discussed in our series were, for instance, time, truth, thing, body, violence, or market. And there are further editions of the Dictionary of Now to come. On April 19th, we will discuss the term justice with Nikita Davan, Christoph Möllers, and Sarah Schamar. And on May 24th, we will hold an event dedicated to the term animal with Rosie Predotti, Philippe Descola, and Anne Peters. So I'm moving slowly around. The term image proves specifically useful for our endeavor of negotiating universalism, the specific perspective as it has undergone such profound shifts during the centuries and appears in such different forms. We hardly mean the same thing when we speak of either religious, devotional pictures, of cosmograms, of mass media images, of moving images in film, of social media images, or of digital surveillance images. Therefore, the history of images is not just the history of painted art pictures on framed canvases, but encompasses the history of media, technology, politics, and religion. This picture from Albrecht Dürer's study on how to measure planes and bodies in drawing shows how the Renaissance painters aimed at establishing a distance between themselves and their objects by means of descriptive geometry. They translated the three-dimensional world around them into two-dimensional planes, which could be used as diagrams to navigate through different fields of knowledge, such as anatomy, construction work, or geography. Pictures representing a canon of iconography could now furthermore be regarded from a distance and create an individual relationship between representation and viewer. In the picture galleries emerging in the 18th and 19th century, images became instructors for subject formation, helping to bring forth the subject of bourgeois society. Until today, images in that way are used as measurements to build reality from them. But reality is not only constructed based on images, but images also provide information on reality and acts as witnesses. They function as forensic evidence in crime scenes and provide the basis for construction of facts. Today, 3D renderings aim to reconstruct entire crime settings. This was the case in a recent project by the architect Eyal Weizmann and his forensic architecture group in cooperation with the Haus der Kultur in der Welt. Forensic architecture rebuilt the crime scene of a racist murder that took place in the city of Kassel in 2006. It is complex images, such as the ones generated by forensic architecture, which can give an insight into the visual logics of reality. But with what kind of images can we make visible how images themselves function? Here we see a photograph from the Museum of Babylon taken by the artist and photographer Armin Linke. At the wall, we encounter images of the Tower of Babylon, the construction of which led to one of the first grand experiences of a transformational shift in the consciousness of societies. In the ancient Middle Eastern legend, the failure of constructing the tower divides society, which loses its common language. In the image, we recognize two major imports from the West: the museum as a Western institution and an air conditioner, a US-American product with the trade name General. Both impacts can be looked at as means of stabilization. The air conditioner, for his part, is supposed to stabilize the climate. The task of the museum in Western culture, on the other hand, is to stabilize objects. In this sense, the photo reflects a paradox of the Anthropocene in which images play a crucial part. We have developed a culture which creates destructive processes, the idea of which is to preserve our culture, for instance, in images and museums. Michel Foucault, in his book Discipline and Punish from 1975, famously described the politics of control, tracking, and discipline as a state of constant surveillance by a panoptic perspective. Our relationship to images in social media today might be described in a similar way, as John Trash will point out in his talk. In the 18th century, Prison Architecture of the Panopticum by Jeremy Bentham, a central surveillance tower is designed to be able to potentially see all the prisoner cells so that the prisoners would feel watched at any moment and act accordingly. The world of images we are surrounded by online may have unknowingly subdued ourselves to such a panoptical surveillance machine of images gazing at us and demanding our gaze. How can we hide from these pictures when they draw our attention at them so powerful? And what happens when the images produced by digital technologies no longer even need to be deciphered by the human eye, but can be communicated from computer to computer? Directly opaque mechanisms of forensic and generic image operations. For the 10th edition of Dictionary of Now, we choose this beautiful Pierre Boulez Hall of the Barenboim Said Academy, not to benefit only from its wonderful acoustics, but to place ourselves in a kind of bubble, as Hito Steyerl will explain in her talk. This way, we hope to create a sense for the way images today actively create immersive spaces from which it is hard to escape. We thank the Barenboim Said Academy for allowing us to hold our event in this wonderful space. The hall was designed by Frank Gehry and built into the former deposits of the State Opera. The space describes a 360-degree loop and therefore creates a fantastic acoustic experience for concerts. Our special thanks go to the director, Ole Bekoy, for hosting us in his amazing space, and to Clara Stangier and her team for coordinating the event with us. We are extremely proud and happy to have won three of the most important thinkers on images today for this event, and an artist. We are only three, but there is an artist and a thinker at the same time, who by mimically reenacting technological images operations make us aware of what images actually do. I'm speaking about Hito Steyerl, artist and filmmaker, professor for multimedia at Universität der Künste Berlin. Her work, which examines issues such as globalization, feminism, and postcolonial critique, takes the image, its production, and circulation as a point of departure. Besides being a frequent lecturer, Steyerl has published influential writings and participated in numerous international exhibitions and biennials. Her works were exhibited, among others, at the Kulturprojekt Münster last year, the 32nd Sao Paulo Biennial in 2016, the 9th Berlin Biennial in 2016, the German Pavilion at the 56th Venice Biennial 2015, and Documenta 12, among many others. In her talk that will follow in a minute, entitled Bubble Vision, she will examine the paradoxes of immersion in virtual reality. Following her lecture, John Trash will give a talk entitled So Many Pictures of Food, reflecting upon the universal readability of signs and symbols. John Trash teaches history and sociology of science at the University of Pennsylvania. He is the author of The Romantic Machine, Utopian Science and Technology After Napoleon, and co-editor of Aesthetics of Universal Knowledge. His current projects include Cosmograms, How to Do Things with Worlds, and The Reason for the Darkness of the Night, Edgar Allan Poe and the Forging of American Science. In 2018, he will take up the Mellon Chair in History of Art, Science, and Folk Practice at the Warburg Institute at the University of London. After John Trash's talk, we will have a 30-minute break where we can get refreshment and snacks before we will hear the third talk of the evening, W.J.T. Mitchell. He is professor of English and art history at the University of Chicago. He is also the editor of Critical Inquiry. His recent publications include Seeing Madness, Insanity, Media, and Visual Culture, Cloning Terror, The War of Images, September 11 to Abu Ghraib, and Critical Terms in Media Studies. His book, Seeing Through Race, based on the W.E.B. Du Bois lectures at Harvard, was published in 2012, and his newest book is Image Science, Iconology, Media, Aesthetics, and Visual Culture, which came out in 2015. Mitchell has received various awards, and his articles have appeared in numerous journals, including Art in America, October, London Review of Books, and Art Forum. We are extremely happy to have the three of here tonight. And now, please welcome with me Hitto Steyerl.